listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we actually are right on the heels of the Sagittarius new moon. And I'm sure that you're feeling it because it's a whole lot of energy, a whole lot of fiery, capable, shifty, confident energy that we're all processing right now. So you might notice that you have more energy, that you're like wanting to stay up late, that it might be like facilitating between having lots of energy and like switching your schedule to be a night owl and also being exhausted. Because there is at play during this new moon, the exact time of the new moon is 11:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it is going to be on the 7th, on the Friday, in a lot of other places. So depending on where you are, check that out. But it is at 11:20 p.m. on the 6th of December, the Sagittarius moon will be new. So it is definitely, there's going to be just so much energy. There's so much that can be done with this new moon, actually. So, and new moons are seeding new futures, right? So keep in mind that thinking big actually should come very natural to you right now, because Jupiter is a big, expansive, philosophical, justice-seeking, fun-loving. Jupiter is really good. When good things are going down, it's often Jupiter. When we've won money or a big lucky opportunity has happened, wherever our luck is, Jupiter's in action. So we can all very much tap into luck right now, which is fabulous because who doesn't want to have lucky experiences? So watch for, once you get clear about what your intentions are, watch for synchronicity, for your intuitive guidance. It may not seem logical. Sagittarius energy is not logical. It's all very intuitive. It's like a primal knowing kind of energy. And if you ask Sagittarius, who are very self-righteous, how they know something, because they think they know everything, they will just often just know it. So they don't need, it's not an intellectual energy where they've studied for years or they... Generally, it's just like a powerful intuition. And very often, it's a correct intuition too. So that just fuels their certainty in themselves, which is kind of a pain in the ass if you have to deal with them. But it is also a fabulous energy. It's generous. It really does have a big heart. Like it wants, the Jupiter energy wants to like create freedom and joy and save people. So that energy tied in with the self-righteousness, it actually might really work because it's those characters that are certain, self-certain and confident that are able to make changes in the world and move forward and stand up and say when something isn't right. So it's you know, everything has its light and its dark, or its good and its bad, because we're in the world of polarity. So it is definitely a powerful energy that we're dealing with on this new moon. And really, it's great for you to take advantage of it. And even just to take advantage of it, just get really clear and forward-thinking. Get clear about what you... And you probably have been having ideas or having understandings, understanding the big picture in a new way, which perhaps you didn't understand before. Clarity is likely arriving, which is lovely. There is a little bit of a tricky mix into this, though, which doesn't have to be tricky. Although it's a square, so squares are usually tricky, even if you don't want them to be. They are stressful. So with this stressful square connected to the new moon and the sun, because they're conjoined in the sky, which is why the moon disappears, because the earth is between them and blocking the sun. So it gives you this sort of new... I guess it's like when the seeds get planted. That's what happens. You plant the seeds, and if you plant good seeds at the right time and then give them the right circumstances, bam, you have a tree, or you have a empire, or you have whatever you want to build, a baby. So with this, there is a square with Neptune and Mars in Pisces. This is where the feeling exhausted might be coming in. So you've got all this energy and you can see the future and it's so fabulous and wow, you know what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and you have all the courage. And then suddenly you're like wiped out with this exhaustion, which can happen because Neptune, its way of changing things is to dissolve them or to create an illusion or confusion around the fog comes in. And then when the fog clears, things are different. But while the fog is happening, you feel very out of control. And like it's a water energy, right? So imagine a tsunami that we have no control when the tsunami comes in. So Neptune can be quite powerful like that. And especially if you have Neptune strong in your chart, you'll be the sort of person who needs naps and gets wiped out and tired very easily, might find crowds very disruptive and feel, you know, even tired shopping at the grocery store, having to be out in traffic or anything that's too discombobulating with lots of energy and people can be very draining to the Neptunian soul. So I think people like that are like pushed into the system are just at such risk for addiction and mostly addiction, because it's a way to escape what's quite a lot of hell for people that are very sensitive. So like for the little autistic kid that's being forced into the school system when the noise is just overwhelming is, you know, and then they're like, oh, we'll give him some Ritalin or whatever, that'll keep him focused. And then the next thing you know, he's like a 16-year-old on meth because he's been taking drugs since he was 7. So that's the sort of slippery slope that the negative Neptunian energy can make everybody think, oh, it's for the greater good. This, you know, he'll be able to focus more and sit still and be more pliable. But really, it's just setting him up, this poor little 7-year-old, for a life of addiction, because the rest of the world is pretty unbearable too if you don't figure out who you are and what makes you happy, which the world is not designed to really do. So if you are sensitive, hopefully you've figured that out and you've insulated your energy and you've created a perfect little scenario for your life so that you can give yourself what you need. And it might not fit into the norm. You might have to have a stay-at-home business, or maybe you homeschool your child, which I've done and I'm so grateful for that. Although she did just decide to go to school last year, because she'd never been. But I think she's, after doing it for a year and trying to see what was there and what she might have been missing, she's very much coming to the realization that school's not for her. So I'm glad that I can support that, but it was definitely something she had to go and see, and she's very sensitive. So that's what the big deal is with school. It's noisy, the lighting is terrible, everybody's loud, there's like ruckus all around, and it just doesn't suit sensitive soul's character. So if you are one of those people, you're going to be feeling it even more right now, but with a light, big, healthy dose of self-esteem from the Sag energy. So you might be able to take steps to create a more insulated life that sensitive people need. So another way you can use this wonderful Mars-Neptune in Pisces energy connected to this new moon is to create something. To create music or art or even just dance. Dancing is very Mars Neptune. So people who are belly dancers or professional dancers often will have the Mars Neptune contact in their chart, which gives them a lot of grace and beauty and an ability to tap into music and translate it into movement, into the real world. So that's also where this energy is great. You can take the Sagittarian vision that you might have for the future. It might even be the vision for the future of humanity that you're getting right now, because it's big energy. And bringing it down into the real world and translating that vision into steps that can create the vision in the real 3D reality that we're living. So it's like being able to tap into the dream world where all our visions are born in the cosmic soup, and also create a routine that's stable and healthy, and all these energies kind of swirl to create what we need in the real world if we're willing to take the steps that are necessary. So there's a lot of mutable planets right now with this. There's 5 mutable planets, actually. So our ability to change is much more fluid than usual, which is good because some of us Taurian characters or any of the fixed signs, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, have a hard time shifting. They're very stable, like stable might not be the right word for all of those, but they're very fixed. So whatever ideas they've arrived at them, and there ain't no change in those ideas from the outside. So you might give a Taurus character, a Leo character, a great idea or a suggestion, and they'll be like, no, no, that's not for me. And then 3 weeks later, they're like, I just had this wonderful idea. But it can't, because it's how they're programmed to only be taking their own advice, essentially, which is why they're fixed. So there isn't that right now. Right now, we're in a lot of the mutable planets. It's Pisces, the Virgo energy is mutable, Sagittarius, Gemini. They're all mutable energies that can change at the drop of the hat even. I actually have a Gemini friend who we were talking about relationships, and she said, oh, love is a fickle thing. And I burst out laughing because I'm a Capricorn and I would never say love is a fickle thing. But a Gemini would, because they're changeable, right? They can't be fixed on one person, because what might they be missing out on in the world? So it is very flexible energy right now. So if you've been stuck or in a groove that you need to bust out of, you're definitely able to do that right now. And it's also good with the Sag energy to be happy and be social and engage in the world. And the more you kind of activate the positive qualities, which are also truth-telling and living your purpose and finding the greater understanding, all of these opportunities are available right now, which is pretty awesome. And you know you're on track. It's really great if you create a journal. I'm actually creating a journal for just this purpose that I'm going to sell for a nominal price. But if you keep a journal, it really gives you confidence in what you're learning about astrology and what you're learning about the new moons, which are specifically good for creating your reality. So each new moon has a different flavor. And if you can keep track of and kind of tap into the energy of that new moon, amazing things can happen very quickly. So much change can occur in your life. Keeping track of it is just a way of anchoring it in reality. Because if you don't like write down, well, I was looking to create this and this and this, you won't be able to remember it all. So, because life just keeps moving, right? And then the full moons are a great time for releasing energy. But there's a lot of releasing energy anyway right now. We've got Venus in Scorpio, which is emotional. So there's a heaviness still. It can be a passion or an intensity, like a definite focus on sorting things out or on what's wrong or on a connecting. It could also be where you connect with someone new and there's just an instant soul connection. Scorpio definitely is, it's not light. Often when you'll meet Scorpio energy, it's like got past life connections and parallel life connections. Lots of depth is involved in Scorpio relationships. So they're not just like fluffy. There's usually, oh, I feel like you're my soulmate, or this is fated, or I've known you before. You feel like family is what happens when you're having one of those deep Scorpionic connections. So there is that, but there's also a chance to see what went wrong and fix it and let it go, and to forgive and to release. Because the more, you know, check around your energy and see if you're holding any grudges, see if you're hanging on to anything. You know, and a lot of the time, especially from what I've been able to glean from human relationships, is people aren't the greatest communicators. So be sure not to take anything personally, no matter what it might be, because we're always coming from our own perspective and from our own hangups and from our own, you know, baggage. So if you feel frustrated or angry or you can't forgive someone, now would be a great time to intend to forgive and let go, and you'll free up tons of energy. And also forgive yourself too, because we can't always make everything right. We can't always fix everything. Some things are meant to be broken and they just have to stay that way. So forgive yourself and move on and don't take it personally, and hopefully and know that you're doing the best you can and others are too. And it makes a big difference if you can get into that mindset, because Scorpio can be quite a vengeful, I'll teach you a lesson and there you go. Like, it can be that energy, but the more evolved version of it is like just wanting to connect from the deep, deep depths, and also forgiveness and healing and all of that too. So there is an opportunity for that right now. So look around and see where you could maybe use some releasing. And release, release, release. There's also, because of the fiery, mutable energy that's going on right now with this new moon, be sure to understand that it's not all fully formed yet. It's coming, it could be coming in, it's like an unrefined blips and flashes and kind of imaginings coming in and out. So the intellect isn't overly strong. There's no air in this new moon chart. So the intellect, which would do the planning, which would be able to be very, it could also stop you from planning. The intellect has all kinds of reasons why you shouldn't do things. A big list of worries and just reasons that will try to override the emotional and the intuitional energy. So, but not now. Right now, we're wide open. It's just not all that formed. So just kind of roll with what's coming up and take down impressions that you have. The more clarity that you've got, the better. Write it down. You might even just write it in point form or do like a mind map or something like that. But definitely planning, sort of publishing or traveling or any kind of adventure or some sort of project that will be helping those less fortunate, or even something that's joyful and fun, and it doesn't have to be heavy and all to do with healing and growth, which is very Sagittarian, always about growing, but you could grow in more fun ways too if you want. You just have to choose it. You just have to be like, hey, I want to be a person that has more fun in my life. It's all a matter of us deciding and then stepping into those actions that will create the reality we want. So here we've got a big opportunity with this new moon, which is fabulous. And then we're going into the Sagittarius, we're in the Sagittarius season. So it's great for you to get out there and socialize. Sag is good at that. They're good at connecting ideas and being warm-hearted and generous and funny. People with Sag generally are super funny. And who doesn't love funny people? Who doesn't love funny things? I live for funny things. I love funny. Funny is like, it's like the most important thing. It has to be funny because life would just be so terribly sad if it wasn't funny too. So we do also have Mercury going direct. Thank goodness, because this has been a tough one. I've had all kinds of mix-ups and just communication issues with this Mercury retrograde. So if you do have had issues, you may not. It depends on where it hits in your own chart, right? Whether we're more effective or affected or not affected by it. We're all going to be affected on some level though. So it is a good time to, well, it's not going to be fully out of the shadow period, which is where it went, started to go backwards until the 24th, but everything is much going to be much more clear. Things are heading forward, which is fabulous. And Mercury is in Scorpio, the last degrees of Scorpio. And then it's going to go direct and we're going to head back into Sagittarius. So that's happening now, going back like today, later today, because it is the 6th. So at 1:22 p.m. So you might feel a shift. Things are going to start to move again. Your mind might get clearer. You won't feel thwarted by silly little details. You can generally buy electronics and it's pretty safe now. You'll understand what's going on. It's always best to wait until it's fully moving out of where it's already traveled. But this could also be a good time for you to let go too, because you're going over the last degrees of Scorpio. And Scorpio is all about transformation, and often that means dropping the baggage, shedding the skin, changing realities. Often there's big major moves and shifts in friendships, shifts in relationships. So that can happen, or it can just be an inner thing where you shift your attitudes and your emotions and your feelings and understand the depths of where all these sort of complexes or aspects, as we see them in your chart, were created, and have a little more control over what you let have control over you, essentially. So I think that is the major news for now. Next week, we've got Mercury going into Sagittarius, which is going to be good. And then we're coming up on the winter solstice, but we will talk about that more later. So for this week, make sure that you do take time to indulge yourself a little. Indulge yourself in fun. Indulge yourself in big thinking. Indulge yourself in joy.
because I think joy and fun and big thinking kind of all go together. Look for funny and look for things that are highlighting your intuitive hits, and just kind of be a creative, authentic, primal character and see what comes of that. It's pretty awesome. And if you dance and do anything that moves the energy, sing, dance, write poetry, do art, anything that is creative will be so supported as well. And it could, the stress that could be caused by this square energy on the new moon really could be the stress needed to launch the dream world into the reality world. So think of it that way. Take care of yourself. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, and may you have a most blessed new moon in Sagittarius. Much, much luck to you.